Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Cass Ingram, and Cass is the author of over 25 health books. He's just a wealth of information. So once we get all our wild oil of oregano in us, what is the latest thing that you've been working on? What's your last book that you've done, Cass?
Certainly the oil of oregano. I've also recommended the aromatic water of oregano, especially for elderly people and to cross the blood-brain barrier when there's an issue there. But recently, I just published, in addition to the Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano, 101 Uses, I just published The Hemp Oil Miracle, right?
Right.
Right, so The Hemp Oil Miracle is about hemp oil, not what you're hearing about. Hemp oil is the crude extract of the hemp plant, not the seed, not the CBD. The whole crude extract. You know me. I talk about whole foods and natural things and spices. And So I mean, I tried the refined kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I got stoned. Now, I've never smoked marijuana. I guess I was the wrong guy to try it. So I wondered what the mechanism is that when you refine it, when you soak hemp in alcohol, when you use acetone washes, when you double and triple distill it, when you use butane gas and hexane, you know, petrochemical, mm-hmm. why would it be different? Well, if you look at the ancients, they never used the refined type. See? The ancient people did two things. They would take the hemp, the cannabis, and they would throw it on rocks. They did three things. And the rocks, they would smoke, you know, hot rocks. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or in biblical times, they would incense it with frankincense and myrrh. So you got that going. But then you have the Islamics who took, you had the Hindus first, who they would take the resin and put it in milk, raw crude. And then it got into the Middle East where they would chew on the resin, raw crude. Then you have Ibn Sina, Avicenna, I think the 1100s, and he, or 11th century, he used to juice the cannabis, and for anxiety and neurosis and psychosis, he would shower, he would dump it all over the person's head. So they were using mostly raw or whole food, unprocessed. It was the Victorians that came up with this heavy processing, alcohol extraction. And they did it so many different procedures to extract it that they ruined it, and it fell out of favor, hemp and cannabis did, because it wasn't always effective. See what happened?
Okay, so it wasn't whole crude. It was already distilled.
People were doing that when the West researched the cannabis, they weren't refining it. So now, to 2020, now we're refining it. We're butaning it. We're ethanoling it. We're propaneing it. We're hexaning it. We're acetoning it. And we're ruining it. We're heating it. No. Either we dry up the plant, the cannabis,
mm-hmm.
and we incense it gently, and breathing it from a distance, not sitting there smoking the reefers.
Okay.
Or, because it's powerful, or we get the industrial hemp, the one I prefer, which is not THC. We get the industrial hemp, no THC or a trace, and we have it as drops. I mean, I don't know how available it is in cannabis. So that whole the hemp oil miracle, because I found the crude. Now, the Israelis did a study where they took the crude extract, which is what I've been talking about, comparing it to the CBD. The CBD for pain and inflammation fizzled out. The crude extract continued to work continuously. The reason is, and why I got so stoned and had to use oregano oil to jump myself back up, the reason is, my friend, that the body doesn't have much cannabinoid. It's a trace. It makes it. And all of a sudden, you feed it this concentrated dose. So it says, okay, that's more CBD than I've seen in a lifetime. I'm quitting. I won't make my receptors anymore. And and you don't get the benefit that much.
So our receptors are actually shutting down when we take compounds that have been messed with.
That's right, because you're overloading them, and they have an auto-reflex mechanism. So we know for sure the Islamist was right back in the 12th century when he said, look, if you want to take a dunce and turn him into an intellectual genius, just have him take a little bite of a ball of cannabis. And that would have been a ball of the resin that they would buy. They sold in the marketplace. Just a little nip.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't using it to get hallucinated. They were using it medicinally and for therapeutic. And I found that to be true. When I started taking the hempanol. Thank God they were listening to my research. They put it on the market. I started taking the hempanol. The one with the oregano is 50 times more powerful.
So the one. You have a hemp and oregano together?
Yeah. Hempanol is hemp and oregano together. Well, that's the most aggressive one. Second one, for people who just want the hemp experience, they make hempanol CF, calm and focus. That's a little bit more calming. The other one's more aggressive for pain, inflammation, and all the neurological. So there's two kinds, CF or regular. Anyway, so when I started taking it, I started writing more books. I didn't have to take it every day. I just took it for a while. And my creativity went up. My driving went up. My touring went up. My lecturing. I've got 8 lectures to give next week. Then I fly to Oregon to give another one. Then I come back and give 2 more. I mean, something happened to me just with a little bit of cannabinoid. So, you know, I think they knew what they were doing back then. Back then in the 6th century and 10th century and 12th century. Don't ignore all of that. Just to get an industrial product, this money, you know, it's big money, billions now.
Cass, let's just clarify then, in order to get those benefits, how do you find and how do you use the crude hemp oil? Like, where do we find it in this day and age where everything is so manufactured?
You have to get the hemp and you juice it. Or you find a company that uses the industrial type, which would be more towards legal. I don't know what Canada's law is. Certainly in our country, it's okay. Industrial, agricultural, and they extract it, but they don't do anything to it. Right now, I only have one company. Every other company I've analyzed, no, I'm sorry. That's the hempanol. Hempanol CF, hempanol regular with the oregano, and hempanol PM with the hops for sleep. I'm stuck with that for now. I'm using them myself. I benefit. I don't even need to take it every time. Now, I use the PM a lot because, you know, how do you write 30 books in a lifetime? You got to be an insomniac. Oh. I am one.
Okay.
So I'm using the PM to knock myself into oblivion. But I use it once in a while, you know, and I got the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Goes.
Very interesting. So I'm trying to picture you in the morning just throwing hemp seeds into your Vitamixer or juicer and just creating hemp seed juice. Is that right?
Hemp seed juice would be juicing the plant. Hemp seed is oil. So you would take the seeds right off the harvest, you dry them, and then you crush them and press out the oil. That's just omega-3s and 6s and so on.
Right.
There's no neurological agents there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's different. Now, hemp seed oil is healthy, and there's plenty of it in Canada, but that's more for the joints, the skin, immune system. When you get into the hemp extract, now you're talking epilepsy, autism, Tourette syndrome, you know, seizures, MS, glaucoma. You're talking about the uses known and published for hemp or CBD.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's the first time you've mentioned CBD. Is that the extract of the hemp oil that you're talking about that's making the changes for you?
Marketplace that says CBD has been heated, distilled, or solvent extracted. That's where we're at now. Now, maybe through my work, I can turn the industry more towards what it should be. So right now, I've been telling my patients, take the hempanol. They were third in the industry after CB Sciences. They were the first big company to put it on the market. We can trust them. They're the makers of the oregano anyway, so there you have it. But yeah, I mean, we have that, and I've been trying the different CBDs. I haven't been getting the same results as with the creatine. And I found out when you add the oregano, it's 50 times more powerful. So what that is you take CO2 hemp, CO2 supercritical oregano. So you have raw hemp oil and raw oregano oil. You put it together, you get 50 times the action. Case history for pain. Me, I slip. In Chicago, we have ice, not like you. And we and ice. I slipped on the ice and I slammed in on my hip. I was in such pain, I thought I broke the stupid thing. Not stupid. And all I did was I squirted a bunch of this hempanol in my hand. I stuffed it against my hip and I fell asleep. The next day, I didn't have any more pain. I wasn't wobbling around all over the place and agonizing. They took it out. I was impressed.
That's fantastic. So that's the hempanol, ready for anything. Have your oregano ready, have your hempanol ready. Where are we going to find this information when we're not listening to you on the radio? Where are your books available these days?
.com and go see. They're not trying to sell you anything. You see what they're saying, oregano.com. I understand AmericanWildFoods.com ships from Mississauga. AmericanWildFoods.com. There, Upaya is another website. Others, you can harass your local health food store and say, you know, is it okay if we have this? I know that most stores know about my work. But if they need reference, we're talking the Hemp Oil Miracle and the Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano. We can ship those books to you. Go to AmericanWildFoods.com or KazIngram.com. And we'll ship them to you if you wish.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show again, Cass. It's always great to talk to you. And we'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and all the community stations across the country that carry our radio programs. So have a healthy and happy day.